This is like very comfortable.
I know.
Like I'm probably never going to be able to, I need like a crane to pull me up to get out of here.
Well, we can get out of the chair.
I like the new little layout.
This is one of the offices at CRG. Happens to be the office that I share. And this is Andrea Castanetti.
Hello, everybody.
And we were talking about what do you say to people in the current market? And we came in here instead of some of the other places we've videoed before.
Right. We decided to have our own therapy session.
Well, this office is also used by a therapist. So the therapist sits over in that chair.
Right. She's there now.
Yeah.
In spirit. And we're channeling her peaceful vibe.
Exactly.
Right. We like this.
So what do you think is going on in the market right now?
Well, I said
and we're recording this April 30th.
Yes. Almost May, which is
tomorrow.
Spring market.
What are you talking about? Spring market started
spring
in
start,
February.
Actually. I know.
The minute the snow's gone.
Yeah, do we even have snow this year, really?
Nope.
So the market, it's interesting, and I like to actually look back year after year. And
you want me to pull my charts out?
No charts today, everybody. Sorry, I know you are all missing out, but we'll look at those next time. I mean, I say it every time, supply and demand. There is still very little supply. And, you know, houses are, you know, there's a million people that are looking because when we sit and educate our buyers, we are letting them know the minute rates start to drop, housing prices are going to explode. And then it's going to be a feeding frenzy. And luckily, there probably will be a lot more supply then. But
why?
Because
it's the supply side that I'm concerned about. What I'm seeing in my business is we're dealing with the heirs.
That, yep.
People have died. And they're like, will you help sell my parents' house?
Right. I have a few of those right now.
And happy to do that.
Yep.
But, and actually, in some ways, it's easier.
Right.
Because no one's going to complain about what you did for staging.
Good point.
But the thing with that is I want to know when we're going to have enough supply
yep.
to begin to address the demand of all the buyers that are out there.
Okay.
And it's more than just the people dying.
Right, exactly. And valid question. So, but think about it. If you are, like for me, for example, I have an interest rate of 2.75. You think I'm going to sell right now? God,
you've told everyone your interest rate.
I love this interest rate.
Is it assumable?
No, I don't believe so. I don't think
so. You should check.
No, I'm not getting rid of it. I love it. I love my home. However, let's stay focused. I think, because you know I get off
track.
You're
saying that to me.
You know we're in trouble when that happens. But the biggest thing is sellers right now are saying, why do I want to go into an interest rate at, say, 8% if mine is 4%? Or if they refinance during COVID or any of that. So sellers are hesitant saying, why would I sell now if I'm going to go buy something high? So that's their a lot of rationale. That's what I hear, you know, when I go to a lot of listing appointments. And buyers are saying, should we wait until rates drop? That's when we have to take the time to educate them saying, do not wait until rates drop. Because again, that feeding frenzy is going to happen.
What I'm seeing along those lines
yep.
is, you know, when you talk to someone and they say, what's my house worth?
Yep.
And we go in, we do a CMA, we look at everything, and then we come up with our range of what we think a house is
right.
worth. And let's say that we come up with a range of 500 to 600,000.
Yep.
It's a pretty broad range, but that's what the range is.
Yep.
And then they say, well, what can I buy a house for?
Right.
500 to 600.
Right.
And that freezes them
yeah.
in place. Do you see that a lot?
I don't see it a ton, but I've seen it. Absolutely. You know, but what people need to understand is, you know, we talked about it earlier. We were on top of the world. Market was flourishing. Houses galore, selling in minutes, you know, all of that. And now, you know, what goes up must come down. And that's normal. You know, everyone's panicking and freaking out thinking the market's crashed and nothing has crashed. The market is adjusting. Rates are stabilizing. They're going to drop. They're going to go back up. They're going to drop again. You know, our life as real estate professionals is a roller coaster. And that's how it is.
I was in the business in 2008.
Yep.
When, as an owner, when there were lots of houses available.
Yeah.
And people were fire sailing them off, literally.
Yep.
This is not the same.
Not even. Let's give an example, since I like to use tangible examples. I built my house years ago, the house next door, at the height of the market, where I sat down with a mortgage professional who said, you're self-employed, what do you make? I was like, well, here's my tax return. He goes, no, but this is what you need to show that you make in order to be able to build this house. I'm like, what does that mean? And I was so green. I was not in real estate. In pencil, he is writing in my income because it was no income verification. He said, you're fine. I go, but I don't make that. He said, yeah, but it's okay. We'll get it passed. Hence why the market crashed. And I mean, it was
similar
things
thing
like that.
For me, 2008, yeah. I'm out working with guys. We're buying properties and stuff.
Yep.
And the mortgage guy came to me and said, well, what's your income?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't have any right now.
Right.
This is all new.
Yeah.
He says, you must have something. I said, well, I have a lawn business. He says, well, what's it make? $70,000 a year?
Right.
I laughed and I said, yeah, right. That's what he wrote down.
Imagine. I'll never forget it. I had no idea. I mean, I was literally so green, knew nothing about real estate. And this guy's like, oh yeah, this is what we need to show. So you're good. They're not going to verify it anyways. And that was Countrywide Mortgage. Do you remember them?
Same company.
Okay. So, I mean, the fact that
now Bank of America.
Right. Exactly. Right. Countrywide has been long buried. But that's the point. And once I got into real estate, I'm like, God, I would never let my clients ever be guided this way. You know, to a scuzzy mortgage professional or a scuzzy real estate agent. I mean, people need to be protected because then when the market crashed, you know who got screwed? You know who did a short sale on their house? So, really? Oh yeah. I mean, I built that thing at the height of the market, you know, and then the market crashes and my house is worth, you know, maybe half. Sold it back then. I think
that's a separate show someday.
Oh, we'll talk all about it. Yeah. Yep.
How do you sleep when you're doing a short sale?
I know. Oh, and again, being so much younger and so green it was scary, you know. And I built it for I think $750, sold it for $450. My client just bought it for over $1 million.
See, had you only held on.
Right. But that shows you height of the market,
right?
Low point in the market, crazy height of the market, and then who knows where they're going to sell. I mean, it is a roller coaster that people don't understand when they get into this type of business, mortgage, you know, real estate, all of that. It's cyclical. And that's why I don't even let it faze me anymore. Even if something goes even worse, okay, we're going to get back out of it.
I agree with that. And I hope that the controls that were put in place after the mortgage meltdown and all that.
Oh.
No, I mean, they do check and make sure that you've got a pulse.
Listen, when I got my mortgage, I called Tanya. I go, you need this. She goes, Andrea, of course we need this. She goes, remember what happened with your last house? I was like, oh, good point. But it's verifying employment, like the week before closing, you know, right. All of that stuff. There's been so many more protocols put in it, and they have to be. You know, people lost a lot.
What I say to people now
is
look at the mortgage company and just say, they don't want to give me the money.
Yeah.
They really don't.
Right.
And my point is, you got to go through their hoops to get the money. And if you look at it as a game, you need this information. I'm going to get it to you right now.
Exactly.
I said, beat them at their own game.
Exactly.
Give them all the information they need. Keep copies of it.
Exactly.
And then you'll win the game.
1,000,000%.
The other thing is, when you get to the point, your head's exploding. I can't take anymore.
Yeah.
It'll be time to close.
Right. Exactly. But it's true because they are going to ask for everything, including your firstborn. And they have to. I mean, in that crash, people lost a lot. I was one of them. But you know what? You live, you learn, you move on.
You still breathe.
Thank God.
I give you credit.
Thanks.
I think that was a tough time.
Oh, God. I was young.
I was working with four guys, one of four. We had all these properties, and two of them kind of went crazy.
Yep.
And you're going to say, Gary, you're exaggerating. Newton Wellesley Hospital behind the locked door.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
Yeah.
You see a 36-year-old guy curled up in his father's lap.
Yeah.
Saying, Dad, is this going to be okay?
Right.
It's like, oh, this is weird.
It's.
But it was real for him.
Right. This will definitely be another show. And I am no stranger to telling my story because I think that, you know, people look at you from a social media, you know, standpoint. Oh, everything's, they're always on top of the world. You have no idea what goes on behind the scenes.
So let's do that show.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Next time.
Thank you for sitting in. We're going to stop this video and start another one.